are tuned in to Mid-Morning Empowerment here on Adventist World Radio, powered by SID Media.
In pursuit of spiritual growth and deepening their relationship with God, many men tend to incorporating spiritual disciples into their lives, from fasting to Bible studies and beyond. These disciples serve as pathways to draw closer to God, cultivating faithfulness and develop spiritual maturity. So we are joined on the line by Mfundisi, Pastor Mudongo, who's going to be helping us with this one. Mfundisi, good morning. How are you?
Morning. How are you, ma'am?
I am good. And you, Pastor? You well?
Very well, ma'am.
Indeed. Mfundisi, before we start our conversation, can you please offer a word of prayer for us?
Okay. Thank you so much. Our dear Heavenly Father, I want to thank you this morning for your guidance through the night. Now that, Lord, you've allowed us to be in this day, Lord, help us as you are going through these studies and discussions here before us, and be with all our leaders and facilitators who are going to help us going through in this lesson. Father, we pray all this in the name of Jesus Christ, who did was at the Calvary. Amen.
Amen and amen. Thank you so much, Mfundisi, for that prayer. We're speaking about all things disciples and disciplines, you know. So what are spiritual disciplines, Mfundiswami, and why are they important for men in their spiritual growth and development?
Okay. Really, it's a good lesson. It's a good discussion. You know, when we talk of spiritual disciplines, would say these are various entities where us as men, as children of God.
Yes, Pastor.
Can survive in this situation which we are, especially in this modern day life.
Oh, sorry. I pressed the wrong button. It seems there is a issue with the phone. Mfundisi, you're trying to call me with the thing you call. Let me fix this. There's something interesting happening here. It was switching to to a camera. It was switching on the cameras there. Mfundisi, you're still with me, right?
Yes, I'm still there.
Okay, perfect. So how do we what do practices like fasting and Bible studies contribute to deepening one's relationship with God and fostering spiritual maturity? Because some people say fasting does not work, it's just hunger strike.
Really, when we talk of fasting and Bible study, really, in our lives, is something which is something seem to put it aside. Is something that you need to create time for it, and sometimes because of our daily routines, you end up not having necessary time. But as you go deeper in the understanding of what really fasting is, what are the benefits of studying the Bible, especially in terms of fostering our spiritual maturity? You see, there are a lot of benefits in studying the scriptures. So as we study the Bible, we study the Word of God. When we study it, we resist the temptations. You really know that God doesn't like this, God wants this. So by so doing, we resist temptations. And also, as we go to the book of 1 Corinthians, chapter 10, verse 13, that we really know there are many temptations ahead of us, day in, day out. So when you start the Bible, it guides us, it helps us to know what really we are supposed to do. Also, studying the Bible make us wise decisions. You already know that this decision, it is God's will. I'm going to do this because God wants it, because I'm not be condemned by God. I'm not going to sin because the Bible says so. I also study the Bible because it will strengthen our faith. It will strengthen us, especially in on those times of despair. So again, in fasting is a big topic on its own. But however, when we are fasting, it gives us peace. You know, you are alone. You are just listening to the voice of God. You are opening your heart to the loving God. So you get peace. Again, as we fast, it comforts us and helps us to witness. You know, you'd like to be with God. You'd like to talk about the word of God. So by fasting, you are fasting of something which you planned, which you want to see to happen. So fasting is a crucial topic on our lives. Again, our love to God will be increased. Just imagine, I was fasting, and this thing, really unique thing which I was praying for all this period, God is blessing me with that. Yeah. And I'm waiting upon the Lord.
Mm.
Again, we find that our faith will grow. Once you spend your time with God, our faith will grow. You learn to understand God so well. You also notice that we become like Jesus. His tiresome life, he used to pray to God.
Mm-hmm.
He used to go in a separate place in mountains, praying alone, or sometimes even taking his few disciples to go and pray. Because when we pray, we get courage to meet the challenges of this life.
Mm.
Also, it is key to answer the prayer. Just imagine you thought of something you wanted to do, and you say, I want to have a piece of time with God. You pray about it, you do fasting. That alone can also assure us that our prayers were heard by God.
Hmm.
You see that in Psalm 119, verse 148, of course, not yet much time to read those verses. Again, Jeremiah 20, verse 9. It's a key to successful living. You know, once you learn to fast, you learn to talk to your God. You know, this God will act more miracles in our life. So basically, these are some of the key points, the important key points why we need fasting as men in our lives.
Hmm. And it's not a hunger strike.
Definitely. Yeah. You do that. Yeah. I wanted to say something on this hunger strike, you see,
mm-hmm.
because sometimes they fear to fast because they've heard a lot, you know, fear of losing your food, fear of departing yourself from food.
Mm-hmm.
So I really, as this topic, something which teaches me a lot. Fasting is more than not eating.
Okay.
In fact, the real emphasis of fasting is not skipping meals, but increasing prayer. Fasting is choosing to do without something in order to pray more intentionally with more focus.
Yes.
So it's that many choose to skip meals, but not everyone can do without food completely.
Mm.
And not everyone chooses that type of fast. So you can choose to simply let meals, some, or you may fast from an item or two, such as dessert or processed foods. So fasting can also include doing without social media, television, or other time-consuming habits.
Mm.
So find that if you do choose to fast completely from food, they may need to make sure to drink enough water or juices. So use time you would typically use for cooking and eating to pray, you see. So if you fast from an item or two, every time you are tempted to eat that item, pray instead. So it's just a matter that I'm fasting from a certain thing. I want to give my time to God. I don't want to be on social media because I want to focus talking to God. So that's also fasting. Some of choose food fasting first. So those, I think that's what I can say on that one.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. So when we're looking at scriptures, Mpundiswami, which biblical features or historical figures incorporated, you know, spiritual disciplines into their lives, and what lessons can men learn from these examples?
Thank you so much.
Oh, that laugh.
Yeah. You see that there are good examples in the Bible, especially the biblical figures, and also historical figures who incorporated spiritual disciplines into their lives. We've got good examples, especially in the book of Genesis chapter 39. Really, there's this gentleman called Joseph.
Okay.
Yes, he's one of good examples. Again, we can refer to the book of Daniel, Daniel chapter 1.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, of those four Hebrew boys, you'll see Daniel, Hananiah, Mishael, and Azariah. Daniel chapter 1, verse 8.
Mm.
You know, other versions like the NIV and the King James Version, they would say, the other version say, he determined in his heart.
Mm.
And the other version say, he chose not to. No, you see that in his heart that he may not defile himself from the king's food. So that's first. He said, I don't want to touch this.
Mm.
I don't want to disturb my spiritual life because of food. So it's one of the traps as children of God, as men, as boys, that we seemingly tempted in terms of our tables, in terms of our stomach. Yes, yes, that's a big temptation. But with the lesson we get from the book of Daniel, we need to be more temperate than we think of, so that we become spiritual.
So, Mpundisi, what challenges now do men face, or obstacles, you know, do they face or encounter when incorporating spiritual disciplines into their lives, and how can they overcome these challenges?
Mm-hmm. Really, yeah. You see, this is one of the key areas we are referring to. You know, when you talk of challenges and obstacles, really, it's one of the more practical areas where we need to guard jealously.
Mm-hmm.
So that we are talking of spiritual disciplines. And this topic mainly it opposes the real life which we intend to be, especially in our daily routines.
Mm.
So things like, you know, I don't have enough time. You know, there's no time created. If you don't have, saying from 5:30 or from 5 o'clock in the morning up to 5:30, I'll be reading my Bible. Possibly I'll have my prayer times there. But so one of the key challenges is that time, the issue of time.
Hmm.
So it is me who creates that time.
Hmm.
So that challenge, you need to create time for your God. You need to create time for your Bible study.
Mm.
Another challenge would be, I'm too far behind.
Yeah.
You know, when you hear other people giving scriptures, reference scriptures, quoting here and there, you know, you fall short.
Mm.
So the idea of being behind, you know, that makes other people weak in terms of their spiritual disciplines. However, once you think of this, you'd say, from now, I'm going to start studying the Word of God.
Mm.
I'm going to spare time for my God.
Mm.
So again, if you can refer to Hebrews chapter 12, it's something which is very good and good example for us in creating time. Another point is that sometimes others, they see this as an obstacle. They feel like I'm not worth to start the Bible, listen to what I was watching, listen to what I was listening to, other kinds of friends which I have. Those things, they deter, they are barriers, they are obstacles in spiritual discipline.
Mm.
So what you do is, if you want to be a child of God, a man originated in God in spiritual disciplines, you need to carefully have good friends. The choice of friends must be taken importantly.
Mm-hmm.
Again, another point, they say it's harder. Other people, they say studying the Bible is too hard. They want me to study the Bible, but so that way, it is the work of the devil that men, they see studying the Bible is a hard thing. You know, difficult passages and the like. And this is one of the obstacles which we need to work on.
Mm-hmm.
That it is good. Once I pray, God is going to help me to open His word for me.
Mm-hmm.
And His voice, is I listening to Him? Is I meditating on His word? A voice will come to help me open and understand the scriptures. Okay? So these are some of the points which we can refer on. Some of the obstacles we go through when fasting.
Mm-hmm. So how should they overcome them, Pundiswam?
Sure. As men, we need to sit down, take time, then sit down. What kind of job do I do? What do I do to earn a living?
Mm-hmm.
And how can I bring God in my office?
Mm.
How can I bring God in the sports field? How can I bring God? I'm driving, but can I spare few seconds, few minutes aside just to thank God,
mm-hmm.
just to allow God to intervene as I'll be driving? Just help God to bring God in my table. I'm being an HR in an organization.
Mm.
Can I allow God to be part of my work? So it's just a matter that I need to create time for God.
Yeah.
And also consider that, what kind of friends do I? Do they allow me to study the Bible? Do they allow me to pray? Or then this also, they shun
mm-hmm.
these things. So you need to be very careful and select the proper people who can lead you to be disciplined spiritually.
Mm.
So mm-hmm. again, on that one, maybe there's this idea of looking and maybe on the part of fasting, that there are some things which we need to study on. We have to pray to God in the name of Christ. You know, it is through Him that we have access to God's mercies.
Hmm.
So if we don't put Christ in our lives, when we pray to God, you know, I like this text in John 16, verse 23, also John 14:14. These are strong passages where we find that if we ask everything to God through the name of Jesus Christ.
Mm-hmm.
So if we pray through Christ, if we talk about Christ, you know, we need to uplift His name. And as he will be glorified, He also intervenes in our lives.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Indeed. Mfundiswami, thank you so much, you know, for coming through and speaking to us about this, because it's something that, you know, our men, I always say our men, you know, the men, you know, they need to take into consideration. So any closing remarks regarding spiritual disciplines? And then after that, I'm going to ask Mfundiswami that, can you please do offer a word of prayer for them?
Okay. Thank you so much. Thank you so much. Let's bow our heads, you know. We are bowing our heads in respect of God. Okay. Our dear Heavenly Father, I want to thank you this morning for the start which we're in. Lord, help us as men. We are facing many challenges in life. Sometimes we don't sleep home. We don't have good sleep. Why? Because the hardness of life to meet the needs of our families, the needs of our companies, the needs of our friends, and even the extended family.
Hmm.
But Lord, you ask us that we can be, you can be spiritually disciplined, Lord.
Hmm.
You long that we, you become part of our life. Lord, help us to see the importance of studying your word. Help us, Lord, to see the importance of fasting, so that we can become closer and closer to you, Lord. We wish that, Lord, you save us. Today, when you call those names of those people who have done good in this life, that you can carry them up yonder. How long that is, men, we are also part and parcel, those who will be saved, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for the facilitators who helped us to be in part and parcel of this lesson, Lord. We pray this in the name of Jesus Christ, who did also the covering. Amen.
Amen and amen. Mfundisi, thank you so much for coming through. Have yourself a blessed day.
Okay, thank you so much.
You are tuned in to Mid-Morning Empowerment here on Adventist World Radio, powered by SID Media.